Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, your ultimate flight and fight fitness training program. It's a bit of a mouthful. Maybe I'll change it. How about this catchphrase? Outrun, outfight, outlive. Survival Fitness Plan. Or Survival Fitness Plan, turning any man into a modern day ninja. I don't know. I quite like outrun, outfight, outlive. I did throw out a survey about that. Let me know what you think. If you can comment or whatever. Been pretty busy the last few days, not working, just doing social stuff, because I'm leaving Australia in a couple of days. So I went to see all my friends, that I haven't seen in a while. And then there was Chinese New Year, happy Chinese New Year. So there was a big dinner, and then the night before, I've been eating a lot. What was it? Friday night. So near where my mum lives, there's this van that comes around every Friday night. I think they change it every week, but this is the first time we got it, and it was like a barbecue. It was a very American-style barbecue, smoked barbecue, ribs, and brisket, and all that. And so we ate that, so I ate a lot of meat. And then the next night was Chinese New Year, and that was a massive feed again. There was my uncle put on Chinese New Year, as he does every year, and with all the daughters and all their husbands and all their in-laws, there was about 30 or 40 odd people there, and we still only ate about half the food, so you can imagine how much food they cooked. It was ridiculous. And then yesterday I met up with all my mates that I'm not going to see again until I get back to Australia, and we went out for a pub lunch, which was good. I had a burger, and then today I'm going to go see my uncle, and he wants to take me out for lunch as well. So there you go. A lot of out lunches, and it's like, and so I haven't had much time to do stuff. I updated the app a little bit more again. I've been doing this constantly, which is kind of a pain in the ass, because I update the timetable and then I have to update it in the app. So what I've done is I've just stopped updating it in the app until I'm like, all right, it's ready. But I think it's good. So what I've done is the main thing I did yesterday was make the skills training start from the very start. Before, it would start from halfway through level one. Now it's going to start from the very start, so it's simplifying. Every time I update it, it's getting more, it's getting simplified more and more and more. So I updated the skills and I grouped them together a bit more and like put them in a more logical order. So now level one is the start of fight and flight training. So you'll learn mainly self-defense skills, but there's also a few parkour skills in there. Level two is where you learn a bit more parkour skills, and then it alternates evenly between fighting and parkour. And then you also introduces strength building, right? Level three introduces swimming, level four introduces bike riding, level five introduces climbing, level six kind of just like solidify skills, so you finish off all the skills and then you start going into revisions. Level seven, you do revision all the way through, but it's like only revision because there's no more skills to learn, so you learn all the skills by the time you finish level five. I think you learn, but no, sorry, by the time you finish level six, you will have known all the skills. Level seven is just, you just keep going, you're still improving your strength, like building yourself up. Level eight, you hit the maximum reps. So the maximum strength, which is kind of like, for example, 200 push-ups or whatever. Level nine, you can add weight if you want to keep improving. And level 10 is a never-ending timetable. And that shows you how to do a never-ending timetable, so you can keep doing the Survival Fitness Plan forever. It keeps going through revision, keep your body in shape, and then keep doing some biohacking. Speaking of biohacking, I've been getting into that a bit more lately, because I was like, oh, I should put in these daily habits things, right? And I was like, what's the most effective daily habit? If I only got 10 to choose from, right? Or maybe 20, I could choose 20. If I could do two per level, would be all right? One every 35 days. Every level goes for 70 days. One every 30 days would be good. So I might do that. So I bought this book online, and it's going to get delivered to America. Apparently you can't buy it as an e-book version, or maybe you could. I didn't look it up to tell you the truth, because you get all these bonuses when you buy the physical version. They send it out to you, and it's not through Amazon or whatever. So I bought that. It'll get delivered to America, so I'll meet it there, and then I'll read it. I also started subscribing to a lot of podcasts, biohacking podcasts, and I'll just go through them and see which ones I like, and just probably just stay subscribed to one or two. There's a few people I'm going to be following. And there's this other thing, it's called Viome, V-I-O-M-E, where they send out a kit. I think it's only available in America, so I have to wait until I get there before I do it. But they'll send you out a kit, and then you give them like a blood, spit, and stool sample, I think. And send it back to them, and then they like they analyze it using AI and some like super science, and then they send you back all your results and like which foods you should be eating to maximize your gut energy and all this sort of stuff. And then also, if you want, they'll send you out specifically made supplements, like specifically tailor-made for you, right? That's pretty cool. So I thought I'd give that a go. Yeah, so I got to purchase that today, and it'll get delivered to America. And so by the time I get there, tomorrow I fly out to Malaysia. Spend 10 days there, probably just eating, and then fly to America, which I'll probably spend eating as well. Jesus, eating a lot. I got to sort it out. Anyway, today's episode is about warming up. Warming up is extremely important. I'm surprised how many people exercise and they don't warm up. It's like one of those things where it's like, I'm surprised how many people exercise and they don't stretch afterwards. I feel like people warm up more than they stretch. People think, I need to warm up, but then afterwards they don't really stretch. But you should do both. But anyway, this one's about warming up. Why warm up? Because you'll perform better if you're warmed up, for starters. And probably the main reason, I think, for me anyway, is to prevent injury. If you try to do too many complex or too many hard movements, or you try to, without warming up, you're gonna break your muscles, aren't you? And not in a good way, not in a muscle building way, it's like an injury way. So how do you warm up? So I think for me, the best warm ups are using large muscle groups, right? Kind of like jogging, skipping is a good one. And then just like big like arm circles and knee circles and hip twists and move your head and stuff like that, right? But it also depends on what you're doing. So I like to make my warm ups, and this is a good for everyone, make your warm ups that are similar to the activity you're going to be doing, right? For example, if you're going to go for a run, or you're going to start doing sprints or whatever, your warm up should be jogging around, right? And then also doing a few like ankle jumps or something, because if you don't know what ankle jumps is, you can go check out the app. You do ankle jumps or whatever, right, to get those muscles firing that you're going to use for these for the sprints or whatever. And if you're doing, like, for example, if you're going to do if you're doing fight training, one of the warm-ups I like to do for fight training is just light shadow boxing, just using the same things, like, but just not as intense. It's just real light, and then I just mimic it, and then it's like basically it's the same thing, it's just in a slower motion. Skipping is also good for when you're doing fight training, because you move your feet around a lot, right? Yeah, so make sure it's similar to the activity. How long do you do it for? Well, just as long as it's needed, right? And it depends on your climate as well. Like when I'm in a cold country, it takes a little bit longer to warm up, right? Maybe it takes you a little bit longer to warm up. Here, for example, it's like really hot here today. I was sweating balls when I was working out today in the sun. It was pretty early as well, but it was so hot. It's just Australia. It's Perth. Far out. So I think it's going to be 37 degrees Celsius today, which is pretty warm. Anyway, so you just do as long as you needed, right? So like, for example, here, because you wake up and you're warm, doesn't mean you don't need to warm up just because your body's warm. You still need to warm up those muscles and do the large muscle things, but you probably don't need to go as long, right? Like a 5-minute jog is enough to get a little sweat on, and that's enough of a warm up for me. But if you're in a cold area, maybe you need a little bit more, right? Yeah, so you just go as long as you need, and everyone's a little bit different. Generally for me, I like 5 minutes. One thing I have started to include, and I'll put it into the app or whatever, is sun salutations, because the stretching routine's gonna change. We're doing a lot, I've put in, instead of stretching, it's mobility, right? So there is a few stretches, but then also you get the ball, like we're introducing the myofascial massage with the ball, just like a tennis ball or a lacrosse ball or whatever, right? For those of you that have never let go, go ahead, check out a book called How to Become a Supple Leopard, or Becoming a Supple Leopard. I forgot who it's by, Gary Keller. No, that doesn't sound right. I can't remember who it's by, but he's like the foremost expert on mobility and injury prevention and stuff like that. I got a lot of ideas from him. So that's changing as well. And I'm also changing the sun, like the sun salutation makes a good warm up, right? And it's also good to do, because the stretching used to be a lot of kind of yoga, it's not really yoga, but whatever, but I still like to have a little bit of essence of yoga in it as well. So I chucked that in there, and I think it does make a good warm up. You do it for 5 minutes, you just repeat it for 5 minutes, and your body's pretty warm. So it's good. So put the sun salutations in there, and and the mobility. That's it for today, guys. Don't forget to download the Survival Fitness Plan app for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. If you get it, if you do it now, if you sign up now, it's not live yet, but if you sign up now, to get on the waiting list, you'll get 6 months free because you'll be an early bird beta tester. But once the app is live, that will disappear. So make sure you go sign up now, to that. There'll probably always be 1 month free forever, but then it'll be a permanent fee. All right, so go sign up, get 6 months free, be a beta tester, helps out, and yeah, you'll like it. You'll help yourself out too, because you'll become a machine. I read this quote the other day, and I loved it. I can't remember exactly what it is, but if it's like, if you like to read books, work out, and if you're already buff, read books, because buff nerds are because buff nerds are fucking unstoppable. So good, such a good thing. So yeah, don't forget to keep your mind sharp. So learn something. Learn a language is probably one of the best ways to learn a language or an instrument. I kind of feel like learning a language is more useful. But it depends if you like to travel or not, I guess. If you're only going to stay in your country and you're only going to speak English, I assume everyone here speaks English, because they're not, otherwise why are you listening to this? You won't be able to understand it. But if you don't want to learn a language, then learn an instrument. It's good for connecting the mind, the hemispheres together, right? Because you used to think in a different way. That's it, guys. Like, subscribe, and share. And I'll see you again next time.